Oh yeah, microphone's working. You can tell because I'm slamming it into things. And it's making noise. God damn it. Why is there so much shit on the floor in here? Fucking Christ almighty. Somebody needs to clean this fucking place up. Are we recording? Oh fuck it, keep going. Do I have any fucking notes? You fuckers are lucky you're getting a podcast, because I am exhausted. So just fucking deal with it. You nearly got a repeat today. But you're getting a fresh podcast, so just be happy, all right? It's a beautiful fucking day here. Which is part of why I'm exhausted, because I've been out and about running errands and doing things and walking around, and it was just the last thing I really wanted to do was come to the studio and record a podcast. But I did a repeat on Friday. I don't mind doing a repeat now and then, because that's how life happens. I didn't want to do two repeats in a row, and I was. So today is, no, it's not Monday yet. God, I have been so fucking, even worse than normal. I have no idea what day of the week it is. Today is Sunday. I keep thinking it's Saturday today, and then I start thinking it's Monday. No, it's Sunday. July the 2nd in the year of our Lord, the Trumpenfuhrer, 2017. I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I have been on the internet since 1999. That's not bullshit. I don't just say that because it sounds cool. The Cynical Libertarian Society first went on the interwebs in motherfucking 1999. A lot of you were still fucking shitting in your diapers in 1999. And you send me fucking messages and you try to tell me how to do shit. And you tell me what's wrong with my podcast. I notice, for those of you know, when I get this podcast, all he did was ram. Okay. So, Aaron Clary, thank you, Aaron. Aaron Clary, and I don't know what his association with is with a blog called Small Dead Animals, but somehow or another, via Aaron Clary, I ended up linked on the Small Dead Animals website. And I got a shit ton of hits from that. The most hits I've ever had in 24 hours on my website. And there were a few comments left on the post, and I looked at them, and they were mostly, there was a couple of people who said, yeah, this was funny. I love stories about stupid people. Over half of them were attempts at insults, and I just remember this one. And I'm paraphrasing, this isn't word for word. I'm not going to go over there and read it because I don't give a shit. By the way, if you want to fucking tell me how much you don't like my podcast and yet you fucking listen to it anyway, well, you can send that directly to me at God. That's dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. I mean, you can leave comments on the website too. That's fine. I'm just saying. And in the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. And this one person, use the term person loosely, left a comment to the effect of, he said this, this podcast was not good. He said, this sounded like listening to your Uncle Bob get drunk and tell stories. Okay, so now I thought about this. The podcast that Aaron had linked to, again, thank you, Aaron. I am grateful. I appreciate it. Thank you. And also, thank you to America.org. They've linked to me a couple of times. Thank you, gentlemen. I am always appreciative, and you've got a bunch of good shit. You guys wrote a post that I need to read, and I really want to respond to it because, well, I just do. And it's anyhow, a lot of good shit over at America.org. You should go read that. I thought about this, and I said, well, I do have a nephew and a niece, so I am an uncle. I was drinking a beer while recording the podcast, and I was telling stories. So for some fucking retarded fucking moron, and these are right-wing morons over at this website, because they don't, I know I make fun of the left a lot, don't think that doesn't mean there are not a shit ton of inferior people who are right-wing statist. This is some right-wing idiot. His insult aimed at my podcast is that I sounded like somebody's uncle getting drunk and telling stories. Well, I am somebody's uncle. I was drinking a beer, and I was telling stories. Oh, you're brilliant. You are fucking brilliant. Hey, if the podcast sucked so much, why did you fucking listen to it? Right? If you're watching a movie, for example, I got three of the... By the way, if you came here today looking for ADHD Nation, it's not going to happen. I'll get to that next week. If you came... This is just going to... Hey, guys, I'm drinking a beer. I'm somebody's uncle, and I'm going to tell a bunch of fucking stories. Here's my ball sack. Put it right in your fucking mouth. I'm drinking... Cherry Saison, I still know why I can't say his fucking word, from Sanitas Brewing Company in Boulder, Colorado. I've never heard of this company before, and I've never had this beer. I was at the liquor store today, and I was just looking to see if I saw anything new, and I like Saisons. It's my favorite beer right now, along with stouts, and I like cherries. I'm a big fan of God cherries. Oh, and cherry season is going to be happening here pretty soon. Went to the farmer's market on Saturday. Got a pound of cherries, which I have not delved into yet, but they are right now coming to room temperature, and I am going to freaking chat. And odds are this pound of cherries is not going to last very long. God, I love cherries, and that's not some kind of sex joke. The beer is okay. It's not as great as I was hoping for, but it's not bad. It's not good. It's just okay. I will probably not be buying any more of this. So the guy is in some... Guy, looky, look. I am somebody's uncle. I am drinking a beer. I am telling a story. That's why the fucking podcast sounds like somebody's uncle drinking a beer and telling a story. You fucking retard. Just because somebody voted for Donald Trump doesn't mean they're intelligent. If you're listening to the podcast and you don't like it, stop listening. And this is why I don't really care about... I don't care about social media really at all. I just don't give a shit, because I think you can reach this point on, and yes, I'll come back to Final Fantasy. I know I started down that road. Just hang in there. This is why I just don't give a, God, I've tried a couple of times. I just don't give a shit about social media. I don't give a fuck about the internet. I just, other than a delivery mechanism for this podcast, I just don't fucking care. I don't want to respond. You know, if you're... By the way, JG, I got your email about the chick on OkCupid. That's pretty hilarious. It's in the queue. I'll talk about it. Thank you for sending that. I have so many. You know, OkCupid. I go on OkCupid, and I just read the stuff these women write. And, oh my God, it's... It just destroys. And again... Guys, I'm the first one to tell you this. The women on OkCupid are not representative of the overall female gender. I will be the first one to tell you that. women on OkCupid are the bottom of the barrel. Okay, so I am not, this is not a time, and you know I do this frequently. I frequently say, yes, all women are blah, blah, blah. Okay, I am not extrapolating from OkCupid to the entire female population. I am not doing that. And if I've done that in the past, I was wrong. And if I do that in the future, I'm fucking up, okay? But these women on OK, and I use the term woman loosely, these females on OkCupid, oh my God. It just, I have to remind myself that these are not representative of women, because if they were, if all women were really this fucking just shallow and stupid and self-centered and clueless. Yeah, I want to do, in addition to just making fun of specific profiles, I want to do something like, you know, the 10 biggest lies on OkCupid. Because you see these ones. Here's just some of them right off to the top of my head. None of this has anything to do with what I was going to tell some stories about. Right? The biggest one is chicks will write in their profile, I am not looking for a hookup. Okay, what does the articles of CLSology tell you? If you aren't, you don't have to tell people. If you are, you don't have to tell people, right? When a chick says she's not looking for a hookup, that's like having a tramp stamp. That's like a neon sign that says, I will fuck anything with a cock. I also love it. I like intelligent conversation. I've tested that one. Like any chick who's like, I like intellectual conversations. I like philosophy. I'll write some question about, do you believe, I'm making something up, you know, like the soul. What do you believe is the essence of the soul? If people have a soul, is it something that is given unto the body at birth? Or is it something that is a result of a person being born and the soul is manufactured by the biological engine of the body, right? Never have I received a response to any sort of intelligent or philosophical question like that. I mean, God damn it, women, can you stop? Can you girls on OkCupid, can you stop just lying? And then I'm majoring in English. And it's like, oh God, she's an English, you know. I care about children. I'm like, oh God, just fucking shit. Oh, it's, I mean, there's no way, I'm past the point, I have in the past met women from OkCupid. I don't think that'll ever happen again, because they're just, oh, my tolerance, and you just read this stuff, and they're just so fucking dumb. They're so dumb. Again, I acknowledge they are the bottom of the barrel, okay, of the female population. This is not the creme de la creme. Anyway, JG likes to fuck with these broads on OkCupid. He'll write them messages and say, like, blah, you know, anyway, he'll kind of rip into them and he sends this stuff to me. It's fucking hilarious. It's hilarious. I've thought about doing that, but I just don't have the energy. Oh, God, I fucking hate the internet. I fucking hate the internet with all of my fucking existence. I just... so fucking done with it. Ugh. Alright. Final Fantasy. I got 3 of the Final Fantasy movies, and I'm gonna have to try to remember the fucking names of them, and I'm not gonna be able to. The first one I watched was Kingsglaive. It was okay. I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't great. I mean, especially, again, context. For a movie based on a video game, and these are all animated movies, and the CGI in this one was really good. I've talked about this before. The CGI, as far as even animating people, man, it is getting really good. The day when they don't need actors anymore is coming pretty fucking soon. So Kingsglaive, it was okay, especially for a video game movie, right? I felt like it stood alone. Like, okay, I'm watching this movie, and there is enough background that I, who don't know jack shit about the Final Fantasy game, I was able to get a grip on what was happening and enjoy it. And it was not bad. I started watching the second one, and this is not sequentially, this is just the order I put them in the DVD player. Because I'm old and I get DVDs, along with my flip phone, and I use cash. The second one was called Advent's Children or something like that. I got through about 20 minutes of it, and then I fast-forwarded it, and it didn't look like it was getting any better, and so I just popped it out because it was terrible. So guys, if you're listening to my podcast, and right now I'm sounding like somebody's uncle who's drinking a beer and telling stories, and you have a problem with this, stop fucking listening to the podcast. I mean, are you really that stupid that if you're watching a movie or listening to a podcast or whatever the fuck, and you don't like it, you just keep doing it anyway? And I'm watching the third one right now. It is called something, some spirit. It's the one, you've probably seen it, because like everyone's seen this picture. It's the Final Fantasy, and it's the cover image is like looking up at this woman, and it looks like she's standing on the surface of water. And it's, I don't know, it's okay. It's not terrible. It took a little while. It's got the, oh, I was going to rant. I don't even feel like ranting. I really don't. That's how tired I am. My legs are so tired. Oh my God. And it's just, it's still nice outside. Cloud cover. The temperature is okay. I almost went hiking today, but it was already so late and I was already so tired that I didn't feel like there was no feelings involved. I wasn't going to be able to put full effort into a good hike, and so I just said, screw it. I don't even feel like ranting. I was going to rant about something in this. I don't even have the energy to rant. So anyhow, whatever, douchebag, whoever you were, like, if you're listening to this podcast and it bothers you, go the fuck away. I mean, if you have a problem dealing with the fact that some people record podcasts that are not to your liking, maybe you need professional help. And if you need professional help, there's a place you can get that. That place, it's on the interwebs. You can go to assholeconsulting.com. Assholeconsulting.com. And Aaron Clary can help you. You can write to him and you can say, Dear Mr. Clary, the Great One said you could help me with my problem. Paragraph. My problem is that I was listening to the Great One's podcast and it wasn't to my liking. I didn't like the fact that he's somebody's uncle and he was drinking a beer and telling stories. Paragraph break. I was really offended by this because I expect the Great One to manage my emotions for me. I shouldn't have to manage my own emotions because even though I voted for Donald Trump, I'm still a fucking faggot. Paragraph break. Mr. Clary, how can I force the Great One to record podcasts that are to my liking instead of doing podcasts to his liking? Please tell me how much this will cost and I will pay you. Paragraph break. Thank you very much, sir. Signed, fucking douchewad. So write to Aaron Clary at assholeconsulting.com. Maybe he can help you with these things. He probably can, and he can't help you with certain things because he isn't a lawyer. He's not a financial advisor. He's not a therapist. There's some things he cannot help you with legally. Because, of course, in the United States, we have freedom of speech. But there's some things you're not allowed to say thanks to the government. But hey, without the government, who would build the fucking roads, right? You can't really have actual freedom of speech. So there are some things Aaron Clary can't say to you because of the government and the roads. Other than that, he can help you out. Maybe you want to know what to major in. Maybe you want to know what kind of beer to drink. Maybe you want to know what places you should visit before you settle down. Maybe you want to know about finding a girlfriend. Maybe you want to know about keeping a girlfriend. Maybe you want to know about understanding girls. Not that they can be understood. But then that's part of their charm. right? We are boys. We like solving puzzles. We like fixing things. We like trying to understand, why does this shit work? I know when I was a kid, I'd be like, there's a can opener. How does that work? I take the shit apart. Dude, one time I took apart... I'm not making this up, man. Telephones on our block stopped working, and the phone company, it's because I found a little telephone box and I took it apart because I'm like, what's this? How does this work? What the hell is this thing? And I took the fucking phone company and I had the shit all disassembled. Oh, man. Nowadays, I'd probably go to jail or something. This was back in the day when everybody didn't have a corn cob up their ass. All right, so this is why we like girls, because they're entertaining. They require a little thought and some effort, and you're like, what the fuck is going on? I can't figure this out. So it's a challenge. We like a challenge to an extent, right? Maybe I'm wrong. If you think I'm wrong, why don't you ask Aaron Clary, assholeconsulting.com. You say, dear Mr. Clary, paragraph break. The great one said that men like girls for, among other reasons, the fact that girls are hard to figure out, and men like solving problems. Paragraph break. Do you think that might be true? Paragraph break. Thank you very much. Tell me how much a video will cost and I will pay you. Paragraph break. Signed, super fucking cool, awesome motherfucker who wants to understand chicks. Paragraph break. Aaron Clary, he is the older brother you need to give you a swift kick in the ass over at assholeconsulting.com. Go check him out. Look and check it. Again, the great thing about Asshole Consulting is you can see the quality of the product before you pay the motherfucker. You go to his YouTube channel, you can watch his videos, and you'll be like, ah, shit, there it is. This is what I'll get for my money. Speaking of money, let's talk about this. The fuck are we on time? How much time have I babbled? Yes, 22 minutes is going to work out great. I think I got just enough stories. Okay. I've been needing to tell this story for a while. Now, this brings up another thing. Let me just do this before I forget. I've bought some stuff via Aaron Clary's Amazon affiliate link. And you can buy shit via my affiliate link. You can go to CLS, that's for Cynical Libertarian Society, CLS.link. There's a fucking banner at the top. If you don't see the banner, you'll see the text for the blah. Click on the fucking thing, go buy shit. Thanks, appreciate it. Give me Bitcoin, blah, blah, blah. I bought some shit via Aaron's affiliate link. And then I returned some stuff. And this got me thinking. And I'll tell you the story of the return in a minute. This got me thinking. Did Aaron still get... And I don't know the answer to this question. Did he still get his percentage because of my purchase? Or when I do the return, does he then lose his percentage? Because you can only return within some time frame. So, like, is Aaron's percentage held until the return time frame is gone? Or, like, how does that work? And this just made me start thinking. Is it possible to get over on Amazon? Could I, for example, go through Aaron Clary's Amazon link, buy something that costs $10,000, he gets his cut, and then I return it and get my money back. Do you see where I'm going here? See, we could all, everybody's like, all right, everybody go to each other's Amazon links, buy something. I don't know what Amazon has that costs $10,000, but I'm sure there's something. Buy something that costs $10,000 and then return it. Amazon's like, wait, why are all these people buying this fucking $10,000 item and then returning it? This is the sort of shit that goes through my brain. Okay, story time. I've been meaning to tell this story for a while. I mentioned a while back that I decided to delve into the adult coloring book thing, right? So I bought a couple of adult coloring books. Yes, they have girls in them. I bought the Grimm's Fairy Tales Girls, where they're all scantily clad. And I bought a book of goddesses, where they're mostly scantily clad. And when I was at the comic book store and I was walking out, I looked over and I saw this and I had to buy it. It's like, oh, I have to buy it. I bought, of course, the Supergirl coloring book, because if you're new to the podcast, Supergirl is my fantasy fantasy. She's my fantasy fantasy because my fantasy is to have sex with her, but she is a fantasy. And again, if you're like a comic book nerd or some shit, but brace yourselves, this is going to hurt your feelings. Supergirl is not real. She's just a drawing on a piece of paper, or nowadays she's all ones and zeros on a computer drive. So she's my fantasy fantasy because I want to bang her, but she's not a real person. So good luck with that. So I got my adult coloring books. Not that I'm much of an adult. Not that I'm any good at coloring, so I got my adult color books, and I get me some pencils, and I ordered these off the Amazon.com, and they looked, you know, I saw some stuff. Other people like this, because I'm buying the coloring books, the Grimm's Fairy Tales and the Goddesses I bought from Amazon.com. So while I'm buying them, it's like, oh, other people bought this, and I saw these pencils, and they're reasonably priced, and I looked at them, and said, okay, those look okay, I'll go for that, because I need something. So I got the coloring books and I got the coloring pencils. I'm coloring with the pencils. It's just not coming out very well. I'm not liking the results. Because I'm trying to do the blending and I can't get the blending to work. And I've talked about this. I'm trying to do the skin tones and there's not really good colors for the skin tones and I can't get the skin tones to work. And I'm like, ah, oh, fuck, man, this sucks. Getting my ass kicked. So I did what any great artist does whenever you can't get the results you're looking for, right? It's just like what every woman does when she doesn't get the results she's looking for, right? She blames the patriarchy because it couldn't possibly have anything to do with her. So I couldn't get the results I was looking for, so I blamed the pencils because, well, couldn't possibly be me. I mean, just these little facts, right? Like a woman, I'm not going to allow facts to get in my way. Let's take, for example, Brienne Bolin, right? So she has a college education in English. She has an English degree with an emphasis in medieval poetry. She has short hair, and she has a physically and mentally retarded child who is the result of a one-night stand with a man who was whatever it was, 5 years younger than her or something, right? So the fact that she can't find a man and can't get a decent job couldn't possibly have anything to do with her bad choices, her lack of intelligence, her lack of talent. No, no, no. It's because the patriarchy is oppressing her. Well, it's the same thing with me. My shitty results trying to color in this coloring book with these pencils, well, it couldn't possibly have a fuck thing to do with me not having any artistic talent. Couldn't have any idea with me not knowing how to properly use the fucking pencils. No, of course not. Has nothing to do with me. Not my fault at all. It's the pencils. That's the fucking problem. It's the pencils. So I go on the interwebs, I go on the YouTubes, and I'm looking around because I'm watching some videos about how to do this stuff and do it properly. And I found some videos by this chick whom I would plug if I remembered her channel. I don't. Anyway, they were pretty good. I mean, she's not too hard on the eye. She's kind of cute, and she's funny. She's like, yeah, I know. So, and I talk really fast, and you tell me not to talk, but that's just how I am. I talk really fast, and I'm like, you just keep talking like you're fine, honey. You just keep fucking doing what you're doing, and ignore the fucking trolls. Kind of like me. I'm somebody's uncle. I'm drinking a beer, and I'm telling a fucking story. The trolls can't. In fact, well, I would pull out my ball sack and rub it on the microphone, but honest to God, I'm too fucking tired to do that right now. Ignore the trolls, honey. You keep doing your fuck. I've watched a couple of your videos. They're great. I will probably in the future, I'll actually link to some of her videos for those of you who give a shit about art. She does some good shit. I like it. And her videos are good. She describes what she's doing and how she's doing it and talks about yada. So some of you going, I don't give a flying fuck about art. Well, that's fine. Then you don't have to fucking watch them. Okay? I'm not going to manage your goddamn emotions for you. Anyhow, she's explaining this shit. And I'm like, all right, this is really good. I'm learning some shit here. And she starts talking about these pencils that she uses. Because remember, the reason my fucking coloring sucks is because of the pencils. Not because of my lack of knowledge or talent. No, 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 no. I'm being oppressed by the patriarchy. My choices have nothing to do with my results. I'm just like a woman. And she's talking about these pencils that she uses, which are called Polychromos. And they're made by a company called Faber-Castell. And she says, these are oil-based pencils. And I'm like, oil-based pencils? I've never heard of such a thing. Because, you know, my extensive art background, you know, the same one that's serving me so well in coloring these fucking pictures, right? I can recognize the Mona Lisa when I see it. That's my fucking art background right there. I'm like, oh, I've never heard of this before. So I go to the Amazon of the .com, not the Amazon of the rainforest. And I look for these pencils. And I find them. You can get 120 of these pencils in a box for $160. I'm going, fucking, dude, that's over a dollar a pencil. It's just a fucking pencil. They're like probably mass produced in China by slave labor or something. Because the first pencils I bought, you know, it was like 60 pencils for $20 or something. That's why I bought it. I'm going, God damn it. So I'm looking at the thing, and they've got the 24 pencils for, and I've got this up on the Amazon, the prices fluctuate. When I bought them, they were $40. Right now, it's down to $33. It's like the stock market or something, stock market of colored pencils. So I'm looking at this, and I'm going, well, I'm not going to throw $160 at some fucking pencils. I will try, however, I'll throw $40. So I bought the 24 pencil set for $40. And the pencils show up. I pull the pencils out and I start doing the fucking coloring with them. Low and behold, you're going to be surprised. You're going to be really surprised here. Guess what, guys? Guess what? The problem was the pencils. I shit you not. These are fucking amazing. I don't know jack shit about coloring pencils, but I am telling you the difference between these oil-based pencils and the wax, because typically your Winsels, can't fucking talk. Because I did research, because finding out that, you know, this wasn't my fault, of course, because the patriarchy, it must be the pencil. I did research. Most of your coloring pencils, people are going, the fuck does this have to do with anything? We don't want to hear, fuck you. Most of your coloring pencils are wax-based. These oil-based pencils are the shit. Oh my God, they're fucking amazing. And I'm doing a little blending. I'm still not perfect, but the blending is working better. They go on smooth. They look, I'm just like, oh, God damn it. Now I'm wishing I'd have bought the $160 box with 120 colors in it, because the one I have, because now I'm looking at the videos and stuff, and it's like, oh, they have three pencils that are flesh colored, which is the biggest problem I'm having, is coloring the flesh. And believe me, the chicks in these pictures have lots of flesh. That's why I bought them. The coloring books, not the chicks. Right? The coloring books have pictures of girls showing lots of flesh. So I'm like, well, goddammit, I don't have the flesh colors. So I need the flesh colors. So I go on the interwebs to the Amazon of the .com because I find out, oh, you can buy the pencils individually, which sort of makes sense. And apparently this Faber-Castell company is some kind of a big deal. Like, they make art supplies and they have a very high reputation. Yeah, I don't know shit about art. So I go to the Amazon of the .com because I'm looking, all right, well, let me see. I could just buy the fucking flesh-colored pencils that I need. So I look on here, and again, these prices are fluctuating. Here we go. Links to all of this will be in the show notes. There's dark, medium, and light flesh. I bet you didn't know that pencils are racist. The dark flesh pencil is $1.88 per pencil. This is one pencil. It's just a standard size pencil. Okay, dark flesh, $1.88. Medium flesh, let me make sure I'm, yeah, there it is. Medium flesh, $4.78. One pencil. Light flesh is $6.24. for one pencil. In other words, telling us that light colored flesh is more valuable than medium colored flesh, which is more valuable than dark colored flesh. Oh, the racism of colored pencils. Now, in my coloring books, all of my girls are going to be mostly light colored flesh. Because I'm a racist, and I like white girls. In fact, I like pale white girls. I know it's weird. We've talked about this before. I don't like chicks with giant fucking tits. Because when she takes her bra off, and her tits are hanging down to her fucking waistline, I personally do not find that attractive. If you like giant tits, I am not ragging on you. I personally do not like big fucking tits. I personally kind of like the pale-skinned babes. Like, I see a chick and she's got the really pale skin. I'm like, oh, that's hot. So all my chicks are going to be light flesh colored because I'm a racist. So the pencil I need the most, I need all three of them. But, I mean, so it's like, okay, that's fucking $6.24. That's $4. That's $6.78. That's $11. Then that's $13. I mean, that's like $15 for three pencils, because you got to throw in sales tax, because, you know, you got to pay the government when you buy a pencil, because if the government doesn't have money, who's going to build the fucking roads? So that's $15 for three pencils. So I'm like, well, fuck it. I should just spend $160. By the 10 of 120 pencils, I'd have every color pencil they make. So I ordered that. So then I'm sitting here with my other 10 of the pencils going, well, shit, now I got these, 24 pencils, I'm going to have redundancies. So that's when I said, well, shit, I'll just send them back. You can do that. Thank God. The miracle of the Amazon.com. So I sent them back, and that's when the question popped into my head, because I bought the pencils, both of them. You're welcome, Mr. Clary, for me spending $160 through your Amazon affiliate link to buy some pencils so I can color mostly naked girls in a coloring book. You're welcome. I bought the pencils through Aaron's Amazon link. So that's what I'm thinking. Oh, is he going to get dinged for that $40 purchase, or is he going to get his percentage? Now, speaking of racist pencils, they also have Hooker's Green, I didn't know hookers were green, but hookers green, which is $1.90 per pencil. And we have, oh, this is fucking racist. I can't believe this is a European company. That's the only way this is racist. Indian Red. Indian Red is $4.53. So you see, Indians are more valuable than dark-fleshed people and almost equally valuable to medium-fleshed people, but not as valuable as light-fleshed people. Oh, the racism. Anyhow, I've got the 120, and oh my god, guys, oh, there's nobody in my audience who colors in adult coloring books, I'm sure, but if there is, these pencils are fucking wonderful. I really, and this is not bullshit, I don't even know anything about art, and I can tell the difference. I can tell you these are fucking great. Did I finish that story? Yeah, I finished that story. Now I can color in my fucking coloring books, and the girls are going to look the way I would like them to look. Scantily clad and pale-skinned. And I can start working on the Supergirl color, because I've been experimenting. The one book that I got, the Goddess book, it has two copies of every image, which is pretty fucking sweet, cause especially for someone like me who's just learning. That way I can learn on the second copy of all the pictures, and then once I have a fucking clue what I'm doing, I can go back and color them with a little more talent. And I can get started on the Supergirl coloring book. Now, speaking of Supergirl, that is really super Supergirl. Some of you know that song, some of you don't. I am currently reading the comic book series Injustice, Gods Among Us, which is apparently, I think there's a video game. I think the video game came first. And I do this thing, I've mentioned it before, I go on the YouTube and I like to download the playthroughs and the cutscene movies that people make from video games and just watch that. And this way it's like I'm playing the video game, because I get to see everything that happens in the video game, but I don't have to buy it. I don't have to actually play the video game. It's kind of perfect for me, because I like video games, but I really suck at them, and I don't have that much time to play them. But I can watch TV while I'm eating, which is typically what happens. I eat and I watch something. So I'm reading in. So Injustice. Here's the story in a nutshell. The Joker tricks Superman. Well, all right, Superman and Lois Lane are a thing, and Superman knocks Lois Lane up, and Lois Lane is pregnant with Superman's baby. Now, I know biology, but it's a comic book. The Joker tricks Superman into killing Lois Lane, and by extension, his unborn child. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not an unborn child. It's an unviable tissue mass. Superman loses his shit in a massive display of one-itis and kills the Joker, which isn't really a bad thing because, as you know, I'm all in favor of killing bizarre psychopathic criminals. Superman then begins this rampage where he declares that everybody on the planet Earth is going to stop being bad and he's going to force them. And so some of the superheroes take Superman's side. And of course, Batman says, no, you can't be a tyrant. You can't be, because Superman, like I said, in just massive one-itis, he should fucking watch some goddamn MGTOW videos or something. He basically becomes the dictator of the world. And anyone who attempts to do violence, he just goes and beats the shit out of him. And it's all on his terms. Right? He gets to define what violent, like yada yada yada. So he becomes a tyrant. Batman opposes this. And so then most of the heroes go with Superman, but some people go with Batman. And so now you've got this war. Batman and his associates are trying to bring Superman down. But of course, nobody wants to kill anybody. It's really kind of, this comic book series is pretty good. But there's just these pathetic things where it's like, well, but we can't kill. It's like, guys, it's like, okay, Batman, how do you think you're going to bring Superman down without killing him? Can we please get real for a fucking minute? So that's the story in a nutshell. Like I say, for a comic book, it's actually pretty good. It's got, I like it because it's got some gray areas, and you've got Batman trying to figure out how to bring Superman down, and yada, yada, yada. And it goes on some bizarre tangents. The gods of Olympus show up, and I still don't understand when Wonder Woman became super powered and was able to fly and shit like that. That's kind of ridiculous. But I'm reading this, and I'm sitting here, and I'm wondering, where the hell is Supergirl? Mostly because, again, as we all know, Supergirl is my fantasy, and I have the hots for Supergirl, and basically anything that has Supergirl in it or on it, I have to resist the urge to buy it. Although I do read the Supergirl comic because it's Supergirl and she's hot. So I'm sitting here going, where the hell's Supergirl? But mostly, because I want to have sex with her, but also because I want to know whose side is she going to come down on. Superman's or Batman's? Because one of the things that is appealing about Supergirl, other than the fact that she's hot and I want to do her, is that as a teenager, I don't really know what age Supergirl is supposed to be, 16, 17, 18, 19, but and the part of what's interesting about her character is that she is young and she's trying to figure shit out. At the same time, she has the burden / blessing of superpowers. So I'd be very interested to see where she goes. Now, last night, I had a dream. In the dream, I was talking to Supergirl. And as we were talking, and don't ask me, it's my dreams, they're convoluted. Because in my dreams, I often have a TARDIS and I do time travel. Not the gay TARDIS from the modern remake Doctor Who that sucks because it's aimed at 16-year-old girls, but the good Doctor Who old series, the old one that was aimed at children, which is terrifying that a TV show aimed at children was better and more intelligent than a TV show aimed at young women. But that's another topic for another day, perhaps, because we're getting short on time. Somehow I had the time travel and I'm talking to Supergirl, and Supergirl is talking to me, and we're blah blah blah. She's like, blah blah blah. And she's like, well, you know, back when we had sex. And I'm going, whoa, what? She's telling me, you know, remember when we had sex? And I'm going, no, because I haven't had sex with you yet. And she's like, oh yeah, that's because we had sex in my past, but it's still in your future. And then I woke up and I'm going, oh my God. I could have sex with Supergirl in the future, in my dreams. Because, this is one of these things, I have discovered that not all people dream the same. And this is, by this I mean, I was talking to somebody one time, and I was talking about my dreams were in color, and this person says, your dreams are in color? And I'm like, well, yeah. And he says, that's bizarre. I've never had a dream that's in color. My dreams are all in black and white. And so I'd always assumed, again, you assume that if it's you, you think, well, everybody else has the same experience. So I don't know if all of you have this experience or not. I think most people have heard of reoccurring dreams, but I will have dreams where I'll dream some stuff, and then nights later or weeks later, or maybe even a month or something later, I'll have another dream that picks up where that one left off. So maybe sometime in the future, I will pick up on this dream thread where I have sex with Supergirl in the future, and then I will finally have sex with my fantasy. There is something to look forward to in life. Speaking of things to look forward to, you might have a little free time coming up, or you might have some problems, or you might need some improvement, or you might be thinking, you know, maybe I could write to Asshole Consulting and see if Aaron can help me out with some stuff. Before you do that, before you send him an email, there is something you should do. You should go and investigate the Aaron Clary Literary Canon. It's over on Amazon.com. You go to the Amazon of the .com. Up in the search bar, you type in Aaron Clary. Hit enter. It'll take you to his author page. Now, if you're nice, you can go to captaincapitalism.blogspot.com, click on his Amazon affiliate link, then go there, or you go to cls.link, click on my Amazon affiliate link, and then you can go there. You type in the Aaron Clary, you get the Aaron Clary Literary Canon. It will show you all of his books. He's got a bunch of books. I have to fucking find my notes here because those are my short notes, which doesn't help me. He's got Poor Richard's Retirement for Everyday Americans. It's all about retirement. He's got Bachelor Pad Economics, which, as I have told you before, is one of the three books I think everyone should read, all boys should read. Every boy should receive a copy of Bachelor Pad Economics on his 15th birthday. It would make the world a better place. Worthless, the Young Person's Indispensable Guide to Choosing the Right Major, will help you navigate your college decisions. I know a bunch of people who should have read that book and didn't. That's why they are baristas and waitresses. But don't listen to me, girls. Don't ever fucking listen to me. I couldn't possibly know anything. You just keep believing your teachers. Enjoy the Decline, Accepting and Living with the Death of the United States. For those of you who want to Captain Save-A-Ho the United States and Western Civilization and can't let go, you can let go. Aaron will explain how. Curse of the High IQ. For those of you who you're just way too fucking smart and you're thinking, Jesus, is this all there is listening to people talk about football? Well, no, there isn't. You just have a high IQ and you're going to have to deal with it. Reconnaissance Man, are you wondering what the fuck to do with your life? Do you have no purpose? Are you aimless? Or you feel like you're stuck in a rut? Reconnaissance Man might help you get on out of that rut. You've got the Black Man's Guide Out of Poverty for Black Men Who Demand Better. Be a black man who demands better, okay? Please do it. It's you can be better, you can do better, demand better, guys. Behind the Housing Crash, Confessions from an Insider. It's the book Aaron Clary wrote about his prediction of the housing crash. But nobody listens because everybody fucking knows everything, and we all know that buying a house is an investment. Which, no, it's not. It's speculation at best. Even I know that, and I don't know jack shit about economics or banking or finance. Of course, we have Captain's Quarterly, Captain's Capitalism Reserved, and Captain Capitalism Top Shelf. Those are his collections of writings on the blog post, on the blog site. And finally, we have one of the greatest novels ever written, right up there with War and Peace, Boris the Shitting Buffalo. That is the Aaron Clary Literary Canon. I have read most of those books. I don't recommend shit I haven't read. Okay, I have read most of those books. They're worth your fucking money, guys. Bachelor Pad Economics. Fucking get it. Give it to the young men that you know. Alright, guys. That was story time with the great one. Thanks for dropping by. In theory, the next podcast should be a continuation of ADHD Nation. But if between now and then I do finally have sex with Supergirl, believe you me, I will fucking let you know. Oh, I probably won't be able to shut up about it.